Yep, Frank just walked in.
I'll call State Administration to order on Tax Day, April 15th, 2019. Would the Secretary please read the roll?
Chair Brown?
Here.
Vice Chair Carey?
Here.
Vice Chair Bennett?
Here.
Senator Cuff?
Here.
Senator Ellis?
Excused.
Senator Osmondson?
Here.
Senator Smith?
Here.
Senator Vance?
Thank you. Members, we're going to hear Senate Joint Resolution 32 today, and then on Wednesday, right after the agenda on the floor, I'm hoping it'll be earlier, but right after floor session, we're going to do one more bill and pass these resolutions out of committee. So this is the only thing we're going to do today is I'll open the hearing on Senate Joint Resolution 32. Senator Bogner, welcome.
Thank you, Chairman of the committee. Okay, there we go. I'm Kenneth Bogner, represent Senate District 19. I'll try and be really quick here. This last session, House Bill 271 established the Montana Honor and Remember Medallion for members who were killed or missing in action in conflicts after 1939. In the interim, there has been 42 individuals who have applied for this medallion. This just establishes those names and that they will receive the medallion and will be presented to them. Be happy to answer any questions.
Thank you, Senator Bogner. Are there proponents for Senate Joint Resolution 32? Are there any opponents? Seeing none, are there informational witnesses? Seeing none, are there questions from committee members? I have one question for the sponsor, please. How are these people verified?
So, Madam Chair, the way I understood it is it went through, believe the governor's off. Give me just a second, please, here.
Maybe Ginger could help us with that Title 10, Chapter 2, Part 8.
Madam Chair, members of the committee, it's the department that looks at the qualifications and then submits the names to the legislative leadership.
Okay.
Okay.
Very good.
Thank you.
Are there other questions? Senator Cuff?
Yes, I was just wondering if there are no dates listed. Now, from 1939 forward is a long time, and I wondered if a person might be able to know the dates of some of these folks.
And I think, Senator Cuff, that we might ask Military Affairs if they have the dates, but obviously since they confirmed them, they would know. I don't think they need to be part of the resolution, however. Further questions? Seeing none? I'm sorry. Senator Smith?
Madam Chair, for the sponsor of the bill, I presume they've got these all off DD-214s.
Madam Chair, Senator Smith, I believe they've, I don't know exactly the process, whatever the department uses to verify, but I'm sure that's probably number one at the top of the criteria.
And during World War II, when they were shot down and such, killed in action, the family's got a letter on it, not DD-214. So how do we confirm these?
Madam Chair, Senator Smith, I can't speak for the department there. I can give them a call as soon as we're done and see what they use to verify, but
Thank you. Senator Smith, I think you bring up a good point. And before we do our executive action on this, I think that our staff probably could reach out and find the answer to that very question.
Thank you.
Thank you. Senator Bogner, would you care to close?
Yes, Madam Chair. I apologize for the late notice of this, kind of last minute the deadlines and what was going on and the transmittal of these names. So thank you for hearing me out. So thank you.
Thank you. And that closes the hearing on Senate Joint Resolution 32. And that closes State Administration. Thank you, team.